Julian Wu. Baseball Hall of Famer Hank Aaron died, 86 years old, and the NFL announces a third of the seats will be filled at the Super Bowl 2 weeks from Sunday.
22,000 fans will be allowed into Raymond James Stadium for the game in Tampa, Florida. Around 7,500 healthcare workers will be given free tickets from the NFL, mostly from the Tampa and Central Florida region, who will have received both shots of the COVID-19 vaccine. All 32 NFL teams will pick local healthcare workers to get invited.
Fox is shared next. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. That persistent rain, which has been soaking the area since the overnight hours, will be exiting the state during the early part of the afternoon and then otherwise mostly cloudy. I think we'll be up to around 60 for a high temperature today. For tonight, cloudy in the evening hours, clearing out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow is the best day of the week weather-wise with sunshine and a high temperature up to about 61. Should be a nice Saturday. Sunday's high in the low 60s, too. Chance of scattered showers by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely on Monday, and particularly Monday evening, Monday night, mid-70s on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey's statewide mask mandate has been extended until March 5th. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 202,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. Montgomery Public School officials have announced the passing of another teacher. Park Crossing High School has lost coach DeCarlos Perkins. Counseling and support staff is available for students and employees. This is the third teacher death in Montgomery County this week. And a Montgomery man wanted for murder has been arrested in Escambia County. Authorities say that Pierre Woods was found in a home in the 2700 block of Massachusetts Avenue in Escambia County. Woods was wanted for murder and the death of Joshua Thompson last November. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back.
Unity. Brother, sister, there's got to be unity. Yeah. Unity. Unity's what's missing in our lives. Can't you see?
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
I thought my version was bad.
Little Rick James Unity, baby.
A little word.
Off the Cold Blooded album.
It's Cold Blooded, man.
Let's go to the phones, Dr. Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Red Top?
You know, I'm ready for some 9-inch nails head like a hole.
Oh, there you go.
Come on, Joey. I'm damn 67 years old. I want head like a whole 9-inch nail. We got this therapy stuff. Okay. Now, Joe Biden last night, he showed how mean and tough he's going to be. If anybody says anything nasty or ugly or condescending or insulting to anybody, I'm going to fire him right away. Did y'all see that?
I did see that on Fox. It said something to the effect of, these are the ways you can get fired. I mean, he put it out like memo day one. And I don't know, it seems like some of those people are to be fired already.
Well, and Jen Psaki did say the truth is back in government.
Yes. Boy. Man.
Why are y'all so cynical?
Golly Moses.
So dumb.
Truth is back.
Well, I tell you, the world is going to be glad Joe Biden is there, because the butt kissing is on, I'll tell you. It's never going to stop. I noticed, Joey, the Pope has shut up for the last month or so. I wonder what the hell's wrong with him, you know. Or is he happiest we have a socialist in there, White House?
I was wondering. Now, he wasn't a Trump fan, but has he said much about Biden coming in? A pro-abortion?
No. No congratulations for having another Catholic president.
Yeah.
He's very quiet. Huh, so, it is interesting, you know, after being so vocal and all this, and about the climate, too. How come he's not singing the praises of the climate? A revelation that's not going to change. You know, that's not going to change. Let's remind everybody again, after all the Black Lives Matters and all the police abuse that was highlighted this year, nothing has changed with the police. No new policies, nothing has changed, has it, guys?
No. No, well, if anything, they wanted to defund the police so they could fund the secret police.
Well, I mean, and that didn't even happen.
And
so,
and when you see, like, AOC, or, excuse me, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the congresswoman, you know, you have to be honorable. You need the honorifics. But when you see all these folks make all these things, you know, without the police to enforce it, they're just a bunch of clowns talking.
And, you know, even with the police enforcing it, they're just a bunch of clowns talking.
Yeah, with that.
But, I mean, this is the Democratic trend, and has been my whole life, you know. A lot of talk, really no action, just window dressing. And, you know, we're still... In fact, we may have regressed since the time Hank Aaron became all-time champion of the home runs, in that now we seem to be struggling in this, first of that, first president with the stammer, first transportation secretary with a husband, first this, first that. I mean, it's never going to end. And, we are really safe now, because this was on CBS News last night. Dogs are back in the White House. And there was never a more damn appropriate statement made. The dogs are back in the White House. Stray dogs. and, you know, Donald Trump didn't have a bunch of damn pets in the White House, dogs and cats. Thank goodness we had somebody had time to sit down and take care of business instead of worrying about the dog hair in the Oval Room. Oval Office, you know,
right?
And I know it's a good curmudgeonly Friday. I really don't have any space news today, so I thought I'd just chew on the gum with some.
Appreciate
it. Space news is coming, guys, big time.
I want to get off planet very soon.
Oh man, well, you know, in 5 years, that's going to be the business to be in, jumping off the planet. Boeing has made their first successful test of their transportation system to the space station, although they're so many years behind Elon Musk. Too bad he's not an American citizen, because he'd make a hell of a president.
Indeed he would. I appreciate the call, Red Top.
Thank you.
272-9228. Clint!
Good morning, guys, on this Friday.
Now, good morning, dreary Friday. Clint... I think we covered that you you were not allowed by your super whatever, you couldn't get a mule, right? You weren't allowed to get a donkey?
Yeah. Boss man said no.
Are you going to get any other sort of special pet?
No, he won't let me have a goat either. So,
no donkeys? No, are you allowed to have a cat?
Yeah, I can have a cat or a dog. I got a dog. He's a Democrat. So.
Okay. Well, I feel bad for you that you don't have a mule or a goat. I know that you had your heart set on him, a donkey in particular.
But, yeah, I tried.
Yeah.
You can only try. So.
Right.
Hey, has the Pope been bailed out of jail?
I don't think the Pope was ever in jail.
Well, I mentioned that, a couple weeks back that he was arrested. I don't know if that was true or not. So.
No, I don't. It wasn't.
So. But Ritoff's right, though. The dogs are back in the White House. I bet they're a bunch of winter dogs.
Yeah. Dachshunds? Dachshounds?
Yeah, because, Biden, he can't handle a Rottweiler. And he ain't that big of a man. So.
I think he has a German Shepherd. Bull. He has a German Shepherd, actually.
Well, that German Shepherd's okay. Yeah, that's fine. But, yeah,
well,
man, you guys have a great weekend.
You too, Clinton. You know who else had a German Shepherd?
Sir?
You know who else had a German Shepherd?
Who?
Just think about it. German.
Oh, no. Tell me. You're talking to me now.
The Fuhrer.
Who? Who?
Hitler. He had a German Shepherd. So, you do the math.
Who did?
I already said it. Thanks, Clint. 272-9228. God, so dumb. The politics, that is. I love you, Clint. Not talking about you. Buttigieg on gas tax hike. All options need to be on the table. Yes, Pete Buttigieg, who's been tapped by Biden to be his transportation secretary because he loves transportation. He's always loved transportation. Great, Pete. He was going through his confirmation hearing and saying, all options are on the table. Let's tax your gas. Let's have a carbon tax that's being floated out there. Let's pull back on any sort of fossil fuel exploration, even cleaner forms of it that actually help reduce emissions through innovation. Nope. Everything, like I've been telling you folks, when it comes to the cult of collectivism, will be about centralized control. Even if you come up with a great new invention, a great new way of tackling the problems on this earth, you can't do it independently of them. Everything has to be under their purview. 272-9228. 272-9228. And now there's pressure mounting on Biden not to hire any big tech veterans. And this is the idea, folks, of you would think, and a lot of conservatives out there are, a lot of libertarians even, the libertarians are blamed for everything. At this point, I'm just Joey. I'm just a guy living in America. As George Carlin once said, I have a front row seat to the freak show that is America in 2021. So get your popcorn. Let's enjoy ourselves here and document what's going on. But you would think that big tech is simpatico. They're right there together. Big tech and the Democratic Party. But no. Joe Biden is apparently being pushed by the progressive left not to hire anybody from big tech. The strategy is called don't take yes for an answer. They will continue to pound and pound and pound social media until they get their way, until they have completely brought these companies in this new innovation, this new technology completely to heel and under their purview. So Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey and the like, they can ban Trump, they can ban conservatives, they can ban, they did yesterday, a lot of Antifa accounts after the attacks in the Pacific Northwest against Democratic assets, by the way, Democratic Party assets. But it will never be enough because the gatekeepers, the traditional gatekeepers, the clerisy want their
control back. So we'll see what Biden chooses to do, but that is coming at him from the left. 272-9228. Eddie had to step out for a second, so let's just fly blind here. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
How you doing?
Hey, Jack Campbell. Look what the cat dragged in. How are you?
Well, I'm all right. I had a rough night last night. At about 2:30, there was this, I saw this big flash of light, and it was like, you know when those Transformers glow? You know, like...
Oh, I thought for a second you're like, my son.
No, it was like this big flash of light and a big boom, and then it sounded like gunshots going off like, bam, 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 like that. And I thought, oh, my God, what's going on? But I didn't dare go outside. And about 45 minutes later, my power went off.
Ooh.
It was off from about 3:15 till about 10 o'clock this morning.
Now, do you know why it went out? Like, did somebody run into the transformer? Or
My neighbor called, I guess, called the power company. And they said that there was an accident last night.
That makes sense.
So I guess that would explain it. But I swear it sounded like gunfire.
Because it rained all night, but it wasn't like a massive thunderstorm or anything.
Well, I know. And I thought it was, I could hear some rumbling out there. And then, bam, it blew. It was crazy. And then I was, of course, without any electricity for several hours. I did have the flashlight on my phone, so I was able to negotiate the house a little bit.
Well, good to hear you on these airwaves. I was wondering if you're going to be able to make it today, but good to hear you. And did you hear about Hank Aaron? He has passed away today at the age of 86.
Oh, yeah. I did hear that, and I'm sorry. He was certainly a legend in his own time. And great baseball player. Got a stadium named for him down in Mobile. And he went down for the dedication of that years and years ago. But he was a big name in baseball.
Yeah, I played the famous call. I believe it was Vin Scully called his 715th home run, breaking Babe Ruth's record. And I've got to tell you, Jack, I got emotional watching it. Because it was 1974. And to see, I don't know, it was just such a classic American moment, a great baseball moment. But seeing the crowd together and everybody celebrating, him meeting his parents at home plate, it's just, you know, the politics is pretty nasty these days. But I want that, you know, the 70s weren't a cakewalk either, but we need to get back to that. We need to get back
well,
to
that. Well, that was a big, that was a big deal when it happened, let me tell you.
Right.
When he broke the record, it was a big deal. Anyway. So what else is going on this morning?
Well, no options are off the table when it comes to gas tax hikes, according to Pete Buttigieg.
I love trains.
Yeah.
I had a train set when I was a kid.
So what is he proposing, a gasoline tax?
Oh, they're not even, like, saying clearly, or just, hey, we may. We might even do a carbon tax. Yeah. But they did, Eddie, you mentioned a second ago that they are cutting off all new contracts, right? Yep. Leasing contracts for oil and
yep.
gas?
Yep. Any kind of new exploration contracts are gone. ANWR, we had a deal where we were going to start drilling up at ANWR a little bit. He's shutting that down. Keystone Pipeline's down. That alone is 11,000 jobs. So if I am a country that produces oil and gas, and America's threat of producing it just went down. Guess what? My prices are going up.
Yeah, the Kremlin's happy today.
Yeah, of course they are.
So, just a little bit of what's going on. And the new watchword, I started the show with this, is the new phrase is Jim Crow relic. And that refers to the filibuster. And they're making a big push in media and from the progressive left, but I repeat myself, to get rid of this Jim Crow relic called the filibuster, just do a simple majority. And I don't think the pressure is meant for conservatives. It's meant for Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. And we'll see if they budge. But, you know, my take is if they get rid of the Jim Crow relic, let's say in about 4 years, if Republicans are successful, let's start in, like, one fell swoop getting rid of New Deal relics. Because
I'm all for that.
Yeah. If we're going to go there and you're going to completely get rid of the filibuster, that's unfortunately the nature. Our nonpartisan point, it's just going to make things more and more volatile. Unless one side truly dominates. Now, one side dominates in other ways, but it is still a pretty split down the middle country just in terms of the political parties. So we'll see. But, you know, it didn't work out great for Democrats when Harry Reid pulled the nuclear option, and then McConnell used that avenue to then push through all sorts of judicial nominees, and including the Supreme Court. So this could go sideways. We'll see if Manchin budges. And even if they got rid of the filibuster, they'd still need every Democrat to walk in lockstep or get Republicans to join. So it's going to be an interesting dance for the next few years.
Is there any danger of Manchin change the party?
Not that I've heard publicly. I mean, that's been kind of the parlor game going on for a while. Not the app, but...
Well, it's certainly been on the Republicans' wish list.
Sure. It depends on, I think, what the Biden administration pushes and what comes out of the House. Manchin, and I know Manchin, being in coal country, does not like what he's seeing in terms of how they're cracking down on fossil fuels already.
And he's putting a ban on fracking, signing one of those today.
And then Manchin's also pretty good on gun rights. Now, he's been willing to compromise, so to speak, and entertain, you know, more robust background checks, these sorts of things. But Manchin's not going to budge any further than that. That's why he took the lead on those things.
Wasn't Biden conflicted on fracking?
He was until he became president.
God, I know.
Mm, yeah. The hypocrites are in charge.
We knew it was coming. I mean, anybody didn't know all this was coming is crazy.
Amen.
272-9228. Let's, before we hit this break, go to Black Caesar.
What's up, man, Jay?
How you doing? Are you on speaker or having a little trouble hearing you?
Hey, Caesar?
Yeah.
Are you there? I think we lost him, George.
Hello.
Hey, there you go. There you go.
Hey. Start over again so we can hear you.
No, we lost him.
Yeah, just bad connection there on a rainy day. You know, Jack, I know you had a bad night. I just didn't want to get up this morning. Not because I was depressed or anything. It's just like I'm so cozy right now.
Did you have your heavy blanket on you, Joey?
Yeah. I did, actually. Yeah. Yeah, I had my weighted blanket on me. And I instead of a comforter, I have this just assortment of, you know, plush blankets. Mm-hmm. It works out pretty well.
Oh, I imagine so.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was very cozy.
Privileged.
Oh,
very good, very good.
Don't get me started.
I get to have a sleeping bag.
Up there at your lake house.
I don't know what you're talking about, Joey.
Mm-hmm. Privileged, sure.
I'm just leasing it till they repo it, buddy.
272-9228.
Yep. Has Biden picked all of his cabinet now?
I know he's picked a good part of it. I don't know if he's finished.
Well, so far, the Avril Haines, the new director of national intelligence, she was approved by the Senate. Today, General Lloyd Austin,
right.
He was approved by the Senate after getting a waiver because he served recently as head of CENTCOM. He is now the Secretary of Defense. I'm not sure if Tony Blinken has been confirmed or not yet. I know his hearings were last week, which I've got a clip between him and Rand Paul that was very good. Very good.
Now, who's the Attorney General? I forgot.
Merrick Garland.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Right. I'd imagine Garland will get through.
He will have the pleasure of going after Republicans, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Since Mitch McConnell wouldn't confirm it.
Right.
For the Supreme Court. Well...
Yeah, and Buttigieg is doing his hearing today. And Eddie and I were just having a good guffaw, good belly laugh. Jen Psaki yesterday, beyond just the, you know, the mask thing, Peter Ducey of Fox News is going to be the only reporter there asking gotchas. You know, mm-hmm. didn't Biden do a mask, you know, challenge and a mandate on federal property? Isn't the Lincoln Memorial a federal property? And the now president is, he was sitting there celebrating without a mask. Well, he was celebrating, and we have bigger issues to face. I'm not talking about that. Jen Psaki, in her opening statement, first press briefing as the press secretary, mm-hmm. said the truth is back in government.
Oh, okay.
Truth hadn't been in government for years. In fact,
that's the biggest bunch of crap.
If you're telling the truth all the time, all day, every day in government, you're not doing your job well.
You wouldn't be there very long.
Don't fall for it, folks.
No.
Give me a break. 272-9228. And what we really need, though, as Rick James once said, is unity. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Station on FM, live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet, located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117, or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy. Off the Jack Campbell playlist.
That's one of the greatest songs ever written.
Amen.
Off one of the greatest albums ever. Truly.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I've got this one on vinyl, and you just let it go, man. Like, great for a rainy day like today. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and let's talk to Soldier Boy.
It's White Soldier Boy.
Yeah.
As opposed to another?
Black Caesar.
Yeah. I see.
I'm gonna cover the whole gambit. You know, the box full of crayon colors. You know, the 64 pack.
Whatever, Cracker. What's your point?
Oh. You called me a what?
Exactly, Ritz.
Well, you're always wisecracking, you know.
I already talked to. I can't wait to see the mayor. I guarantee the mayor wouldn't say to my face, man to man, that I'm trash.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'd have to body slam his 150-pound weight little body.
Come on, now. We don't need to threaten the mayor. He's a good guy.
No threatening.
He's misguided.
Well, you know, Mama used to tell me, for a man who's so educated, graduated from Vanderbilt, you know, you should always stop and think before you engage your mouth.
Well, there's another saying, too. It's better to be thought of as an idiot than open your mouth and prove everybody correct. So.
Yeah. Hey, what's I'm waiting on Uncle Joe to address the issues that are going on in Portland, Denver, and who that have. Oh, Seattle. Let's not forget Seattle.
Yeah.
And Antifa is rocking.
I looked up Seattle's paper a while ago just to see if they brought it up about Antifa. Nothing.
Nope.
Nothing.
I heard the city, all politicians from all three of those states and cities, mayors, councilmen, you know, whatever, senators, governors, nobody said a damn word. Not one. It's like crickets.
Yep.
So I guess they're just condoning it and allowing it to happen and everything. And Uncle Joe's not said anything about it. I mean, I went to Walmart this morning and got me a six-pack, a bottle of Cokes, you know, and I'm ready to grab some Democratic hands and put a, make a circle and sing, I like to teach the world, you know, live in perfect harmony. That's not going to happen.
Nope.
Nope. So I'm just going to drink those six-pack of bottled Cokes in a glass. You don't talk about, Eddie. Mm-hmm.
Are they? Do yeah. they have the green top on them?
They do.
That's right. Mexican Coke with real sugar.
It has real sugar, cane sugar, the way it used to be made, not yep. fructose syrup from corn.
Mm-hmm.
The real deal. I mean, it, close your eyes back, and you're back in the 60s and 70s. But when is he going to announce the BLM? I was really shocked. It's BLM and Antifa are not hiding. They're flat out telling everybody who they are.
Yeah.
No, and many folks in those organizations are not happy with the Biden administration's moves so far.
Well, you know, didn't they hop in bed together?
Well, for the election.
For a minute, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I could have told these folks that, like, this is going to happen.
They thought they could control them. They thought they were in cahoots and in bed with them. And what happens as soon as it doesn't go the way the groups want it, they hop out of bed real quick and jump into the next bed. That's exactly what's going on. They thought they could control those two groups, and they were going to be advantageous to their cause. But now, and everybody told them, give them an inch, they're going to take a yardstick. And what has happened? They've done exactly that. Continued. They're calling Joe Biden out.
Come on, man.
They don't even recognize him as president. Well, I don't either, but I might have to join that group then.
You know, you're just so rude today.
Come on, man.
Man, come on, man.
Come on, man. It's Friday, man.
Man. That's his favorite thing, isn't it?
That's what I'll do.
No, you should see my bumper sticker in the back of the back of the window of my SUV. It says, come on, man. Are you a cocaine addict? So everybody loves that.
You don't have a Jack, I'm mad too bumper sticker?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
I sure would like to get you one.
My car would praise for more value?
It would go for at least $10,000 more.
Yeah, and we do have I'm mad too, Jack bumper stickers, plenty of them downstairs.
Yeah.
Hey, when is Joe going to call BLM and Antifa and call them? He's so concerned about domestic terrorism. Why doesn't he just go ahead and announce them as terrorist groups, domestic terrorist groups?
Hmm.
He may very well, actually. This is what I mean. Don't put it past them. They're fine to go, oh, it's just an idea during the election when Trump's making a big deal out of it. But as soon as they're in power, they're going to do what they need to do.
Who was that one he was being interviewed? He said, Antifa, oh, that's just an idea.
That was Biden on the debate stage.
No, there was somebody else, too. Was it Harry Reid? I think it was Harry Reid.
I just remember, Trump saying, after Trump, you know, his big faux pas, stand back and stand by. Well, what about Antifa, Joe? Oh, that's just an idea. That's ridiculous.
That's just a theory. That's just an idea. They don't exist and everything. No, no. Hey, my favorite one, which I will never forget, it's the clip of 2020, is during the debate when he asked Joe, and Joe said, well, he said he was intelligent and mentioned his name, and he said, Joe, don't put your name and intelligence in the same sentence.
No, it was smart.
Yeah.
Don't use the word smart with me, Joe. Never. Smart, Joe? Don't use the word smart around me, Joe.
Yeah, but he said don't put your name in the same sentence.
Right.
Same sentence. as smart. Because Mr. Trump's, I think he's got street smarts. Have you ever watched the, what was that show he used to run, the reality show? The Apprentice?
Yeah, The Apprentice.
Everybody that came in there with PhDs and everything and these big old things, they got fired real quick. And the people that ended up winning are the people that had book smarts and street smarts. And he's got street smarts. I guess he learned that from his father when he was, in the business. But he took millions and became billionaire, so I guess got to give him props for that. All right, gentlemen.
Thanks, Soldier Boy.
I'm going to go take me a vacation for about 2 days down to Seattle, I think. Give me some Starbucks coffee.
All right. Be careful.
I'll bring it back.
You can be a little bit of a hothead. Mm-hmm. That's why we love you.
I don't want to see you on CNN.
You know
sometimes how saltine crackers are.
Yes, I do. Salty.
Bye, guys. You have a good day.
Later, buddy.
272-9228. This part of News and Views brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. A Benjamin Moore retailer here in the heart of the River Region, Montgomery, Alabama. They're located exactly at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it. Standalone building, Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. You can stop by there today. Say hi to Brian Carr, the owner, or Brett Lanham, the manager. They're both paint specialists who can give you inspiration or make the inspiration you already have a reality. Especially if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you're looking to just do one room at a time, they can get you the paint or stain product you need for the interior or exterior of your home. And say you need to touch up that room you did a year or so later. It depends on, who you're living with. And, walls can get scuffed up.
Yes,
so
they
to
can.
Speak. Well, they'll have on file the exact paint and stain supply you used before, so you can keep that continuity. It's not a big guessing game or hassle. And even if you're contracting out any paint job, New Look Decorating Center is the place to go for all your great Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies. So check them out today. 271-0007 is their number, 271-0007. Or again, stop by that showroom there on the Atlanta Highway, 6237 Atlanta Highway. And be sure to tell them News and Views from 9 till noon sent you. We're coming to the close of a Friday show. Close of a Friday morning. I'm Joey. He's Jack. I swear he's Jack. Eddie in the house. We'll be right back. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are nice.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hi, I'm Marquita Wilson, the owner of Five Star Bail Bonds, and when it comes to advertising my business, I advertise with the best, Blue Water Broadcasting. My number one choice, Blue Water have definitely helped increase my business. Give Blue Water a call today.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. That persistent rain, which has been soaking the area since the overnight hours, will be exiting the state during the early part of the afternoon and then otherwise mostly cloudy. I think we'll be up to around 60 for a high temperature today. For tonight, cloudy in the evening hours, clearing out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow is the best day of the week weather-wise with sunshine and a high temperature up to about 61. Should be a nice Saturday. Sunday's high in the low 60s, too. Chance of scattered showers by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely on Monday, and particularly Monday evening, Monday night, mid-70s on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. I will love you anyway. Closing out the show here. Jack had to hop back off. But it's all right. We'll pick it up. Talk to you over the weekend, Jack. Here on the phone, we have Randall. Hey, Randall.
Hey, fellas.
What's going on, Randall?
Hey, before I forget, I'd like to meet up with the bumper sticker man. I wouldn't mind having one.
You wouldn't mind having one,
you know what I mean? Yeah,
can you get him one? I can get him one. I can get him a handful. Charge $20.
Can I have one just with Jack's signature, and then one with all three of y'all's signatures?
Sure.
I'll pay y'all.
Of course you will.
No,
Eddie. I take care of the merchandise.
No, you're not taking cash payments for our free merch.
I don't know if y'all talked about this, and I know it probably don't mean much, but I should bring it out there because I mean. And I've been going, I know, you might have noticed my phone call may be different, but I've been going to the doctor a lot. Mm. And they kind of slowed me down. But Joe Biden, somebody, a representative done put articles on impeachment against him. Did they do that every president, or is that, did somebody do that to every president that's elected, or is that just something
I think
new?
That's a new thing.
Lately, it's been happening with every president, more the modern era.
It's an easy way to get your name out there if you're a freshman congressman or congresswoman.
I guess. Yeah. And then on Elon Musk, y'all don't bite too hard on this man. Right now, Joy, if you see, and your money man that comes on in the evening, you know, in your old spot, he can tell you. Right now, every car he produces will have to sell for $1.2 million for them to even, for shareholders to even make a profit in the end.
But Randall, Remember something. Ford back in the day. Okay? Gerald Ford. The first car that rolled off the assembly line, he did not make any money on.
Gerald Ford?
Yeah, Gerald Ford. Yeah.
The president?
Okay, but...
No, his grandfather.
Well, I'm telling you now, they was making money before Elon Musk came along and bought the company. I mean, Martin, they started it, and they were making money. And he's been sending it short. You can't tell me he could put satellites in the orbit whenever he gets ready, and he can't have a truck that the window won't bust out. Come on now. We can't get played that much, can we? I mean, George, he got a window that was not supposed to break right here on live TV break. I mean, you don't think they couldn't have stopped that? I mean, they already.
I just
don't understand that part.
They could have had a run through before they actually did it live to make sure.
Yeah.
But at the same time, to me, and I know it's embarrassing for him, but that's how much he believes in his product. He stands there beside it. You know, the window won't bust, and the window busts, he's like, well, oh, crap. I mean,
right.
You know, Volvo, a while back, with their automated cars, their CEO stood in front of it and said, this car will stop before it hits me.
Well, and
ran him over.
And Randall, keep in mind, every major breakthrough had its naysayers. And with the common themes of safety, and it's going to be too expensive, it's not available, it's not egalitarian enough and equitable enough, like all the same stuff around every big innovation. So,
The first electric cars go back to what Ed was talking about. I mean, Ford and Edison both they saw what he was doing, what Nikola Tesla was doing, and they went with electric cars, and they put them out of business.
There's more money in gasoline.
So, I mean, no, yeah, they want us to buy power. I mean, he was going to make it work. You know, and Eli, I mean, Tesla's, it don't even matter about Tesla no more, but I can't even keep it straight. Love y'all, man.
Love you, Randall, man. I'll holler at you later, buddy.
All right.
272-9228. This is an interesting way that the...
You didn't like my Gerald Ford reference?
Gerald Ford?
Gerald. Well, apparently, his real name is Henry, but his middle name is Gerald. That's how I knew him.
Oh, Henry. You knew him personally?
Well, you know, my grandfather did.
Oh, okay.
He always referred to him as Gerald, or Jerry sometimes.
Oh, they must have been real chummy.
Oh, you know.
272-9228. This headline caught my attention. The Washington Post memory hold Kamala Harris's bad joke about inmates begging for food and water. That's interesting.
What?
Let's read from it. This is from Reason.com, where your beltway libertarian types. When the Washington Post published a 2019 campaign trail feature about then-presidential hopeful Kamala Harris's close relationship with her sister, it opened with a memorable anecdote in which Harris bizarrely compared the rigors of the campaign trail to life behind bars, and then proceeded to laugh at the idea of an inmate begging for a sip of water.
Hmm.
It was an extremely cringeworthy moment, even by the high standards set by Harris's failed presidential campaign, and failed indeed.
Yeah.
But now that Harris is vice president, that awful moment has seemingly vanished from the Post website after the paper updated the piece earlier this month. Here's how the first seven paragraphs of that article, published by the Washington Post on July the 23rd, 2019, and bylined by feature reporter Ben Terrace, this is how it originally appeared. It was the 4th of July, Independence Day, and Kamala Harris was explaining to her sister, Maya, that campaigns are like prisons. She'd been recounting how in the days before the Democratic debate in Miami, life had actually slowed down to a manageable pace. Kamala, Maya, and the rest of the team had spent 3 days prepping for that contest in a beach-facing hotel suite where they closed the curtains to blot out the fun. But for all the hours of studying policy and practicing the zingers that would supercharge her candidacy, the trip allowed for a break in an otherwise all-encompassing schedule. I actually got to sleep, Kamala said, sitting in a Hilton conference room beside her sister and smiling as she recalled walks on the beach with her husband and that one morning soul cycle class she was able to take. That kind of stuff, Kamala said, between sips of iced tea, which was about bringing a little normal to the days. That was a treat for me. I mean, in some ways, it was a treat, but not really. It's a treat that a prisoner gets when they ask for a morsel of food, please, Kamala said, shoving her hands forward as if clutching a metal plate, her voice now trembling like an old British man locked in a Dickensian jail cell. And water, I just, water, your standards really go out the effing window.
Mm.
Kamala burst into laughter, and I don't think you have to do much to imagine the current vice president bursting into laughter. Well, apparently that's been scrubbed.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because, you know, it doesn't fit the...
the narrative.
And the image. We gotta fix up that image. You can't actually be a real person. That's crazy. But it's more of what we've come to expect from the press. You know, that little tale by Harris there?
Yes.
Would it make me think less of her? She told that joke? No, not really. Not personally.
We just think it was a bad joke?
It's more like, okay, you're telling that joke. And it is, I mean, it's a little tacky to compare, oh, I've had to study up on policy and zingers to being in, you know, a Dickensian novel asking for another morsel of water food, please.
Please, sir.
And by the way, the harsh letters was not me adding into it. That's a literal quote from Harris. So get ready, folks. Not only will there be lies on the front end, because, you know, all politicians lie, even the ones you love.
Joey. Do you have proof of this?
Yeah, I have eyes. I hope you do, too. You have the eyes to see it and the ears to hear it, folks. But the history, the recent history, will be scrubbed to fit
definitely
the present. how this all works. 272-9228.
It just keeps stepping up. That's, you know, that's where my worry is. Trump was our answer to, conservatives' answer to Obama. So then they throw in Joe. And just the rhetoric in general just keeps heating up. So what's the next extremist? What's the next extreme?
We'll see. Yeah. Get the popcorn, folks. Try to enjoy yourself. Final segment of News and Views from 9 till noon on a Friday coming up.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's a lady right down the street from me that just had her roof re-roofed, if you will. She had some shingle damage due to some of the storms that just passed through. She had C&G Roofing that came out and did it. Commercial residential roof specialists. C&G Roofing, with over 40 years of experience in the roofing business. Repairs from storm damage or just normal wear and tear. Call them today, 334-313-3958, and ask for George. C&G Roofing, where financing is available with approved credit.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Final moments here of News and Views on Inauguration Week.
Ain't this Jack's favorite song?
Yeah. He gives me hell about it on air, but he likes the continuity.
I know he does.
Yeah, yeah. He appreciates these sort of consistent standards.
Mm-hmm. Standards.
Standards, yeah. 272-9228. If you want to get in right before we close up shop, Dan Morris and the Dan Morris Show is coming up next. I'm sure Dan will have... You know, he does a good job of analyzing the way the morning corporates present the news. I don't have the stomach for it. I can't.
And
I
he's said it many times, you know, the things he's had to watch. And so I've tried to watch a couple of those programs, too. I got about 45, 50 seconds into it before I can't take it no more.
Right.
So for someone like Dan, I appreciate that he can stomach through it, decipher the BS, and tell me what they said.
And I'm an equal opportunity offender or heretic, I suppose, because I'll try Fox and Friends. I'm like, I can't do this. I can't do, you know, CBS This Morning or
I've really Good switched Morning over America. To BBC a lot, and now I can't take them anymore.
Get a little bit of light exercise in the morning, listen to some good music, read what are the biggest breaking headlines, see where the narrative is going today in terms of what the politicians are pushing, and then start the show. Meet up with my good friends here on the radio, whether it's you, Jack, or the folks who call in. And, what was your favorite part of today's show? I know mine.
Actually talking to Randall because I ain't talked to him in a while. I miss my buddy.
I had mine is probably well us laughing about truth is back in government. Why are y'all so cynical? Why?
The truth train has come back.
The truth is, you know.
Truth is kind of unbearable, man.
Yeah, well.
The truth is we got to.
Well, the truth is rarely pure and never simple. But I think my favorite moment was when Jim said, did you hear that woman talking about, you know, the lights around the reflecting pool from the Lincoln Memorial reaching out like the arms of Joe Biden embracing the nation? And I said, well, Jim, you do know that's not a woman. That was a man.
Man, baby.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was a great clip from Jim. He could have had genuine disappointment.
That was a good marriage. And in all seriousness, we're seeing the last, I think, hopefully, last month or two of the pandemic. I don't know. As we come to a close, though, it does look like some of the rate of cases is slowing. We actually heard that from Scott Harris here from the state of Alabama. I think even Fauci, the Fauch, is admitting that. Though he was, of course, giving some digs. It's so nice to stand at this podium and say we have to follow the science. All right, Fauci.
Okay.
Right. My references have always been to other scientists, other epidemiologists, other, you know, public health approaches. So maybe there's some disagreement in your field. And actually, the approach y'all took for this pandemic was fairly novel as far as pandemics go. But, you know, follow the science. But I hope we're on the outside of this because, well, as I looked at that classic moment from 1974 of Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's home run record, seeing the crowd, seeing his teammates, his mom and dad meeting him at home plate.
That's just awesome.
Even fans jumping on the field, patting him on the back as he's running the bases. It's a reminder that, yeah, you might get used to wearing a mask and not going to big groups. I joke about, you know, being afraid of crowds, and some crowds I am afraid of. But we need and long to get back to that.
Even if we got masks on.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm sitting in the stand and I'm able to sit next to my fellow American, we're watching a game, we're doing something we both really enjoy, I'm over the mask now. I don't care. You got a mask on, I'll wear a mask. If it makes you happy, let's go. But I want mine with a slit in it so I can drink my beer through the mask. I saw some, I think during one of the football games, the clarinetists, they had holes in their mask.
Oh, right, right.
So,
do you play the flute?
Not much anymore, no.
Did you ever play an instrument in high school?
Drums. Junior high school.
What kind of drums?
Just, it was supposed to be a classic drum set, but, you know, we were a bit of a rock and roller, so snare drum took a good beating, had to put new skins on it a couple times.
Right.
But we were just a bunch of morons that liked screaming in a microphone and thought we had a garage band. It was really awful.
No, it's just fun, though. It's fun. And, the Biden administration is now in the saddle, and it's going to be a continuation, a lot of pomp and circumstance. And what happened at the Capitol on January 6th gave them a lot of jet fuel for they already had built. Once that fuel burns out, and I think it's going to burn out quicker than people realize, I think reality and what people call the return to normalcy, well, normalcy will sink in. Normalcy will sink in. And people, whether they're on the right or the left, or they're just the everyday American who occasionally turns on the news and go, oh, what the hell is this? Everybody's going to wake up going, oh, normalcy, when it comes to be able to go have a good meal without a mask, go watch a baseball game with your family members, that's great. But the normalcy of the establishment in Washington, D.C., I think that's what a lot of people are tired of and want to run away from.
Let me ask you something before we go. How long do you think it'll be, how many days before Donald Trump doesn't make the news? How many days forward before we don't see his name in the newspaper for the first time in how many years?
That's hard. I don't know. You got me stumped there.
I mean, I know the Bidens would like to think it'll go away tomorrow, but anytime a problem comes up, that Trump guy, he kind of got us on that one. So yeah. I think 4 years, it'll be 4 years of blaming Trump.
Yeah. I think you're right about that, Eddie. Thank you for being here.
Hey, my pleasure, bro.
And thank you all for listening. Great ratings book. Really appreciate it, folks. And we'll be back on Monday bright and early at 9 a.m. But stay tuned, because Dan Morris and the Dan Morris Show, well, he's next.